Joining us in studio today, we have Eleonora Lozano, a physiotherapist at Red Cross Hospital. Hailing all the way from Johannesburg, she completed her studies at Wits University in 2010. She moved to Cape Town in 2017 and started working at Red Cross early 2018. She's the current chairperson of the Pediatric Special Interest Group for the Physiotherapy Society of South Africa, and she's also the allied representative and part of the executive committee of the South African Burn Society. It's quite a mouthful, but welcome to Oryx Radio. How are you feeling today?
Thank you, guys. I'm okay. A little bit nervous. This is my first radio interview, so this is really cool. So thank you guys for this.
So I mentioned in the introduction that you started at Red Cross early last year. How has it been for you to be part of the Red Cross family?
Funny you say that. It's an absolute family. Coming from a bigger hospital where I've worked at before, that was a complete mind change to what Red Cross is. The minute a child comes into this hospital, you know the mom, you know the dad, you know the granny, from whoever the doctors are that are treating them, the physios, the nurses. There's such a family unit, and that whole central core of whatever that child needs or that family needs, everybody forms an integral part. So I've been blown away, I must be honest, about the family unit, and almost there's just so much love that goes on in this hospital too. And from things like what you guys have started with Oryx Radio to what Friends does, there's so much and so much support. So it's been an eye-opener, but a good one too.
Thank you so much. And what sparked your passion for physiotherapy and working with children?
So funny enough, when I wanted to study physio, I was going to become the next Springbok physio or the next Man United physio, because I wanted to do sports, because I loved sports. And in my fourth year of studies, I fell in love with my pediatric block that I did up at Barra, and I fell in love with pediatric burns. And since then, it's just I found my passion, and I found what I love doing. And why children in particular? You know, as an adult, I can say to you, for example, these are your exercises, this is how you can get better. But that responsibility on a child falls on us, and seeing them smile and how they are afterwards, it's so much more rewarding than, well, I suppose, what I saw wanting to do sports physio and things like that. Yeah.
So I believe you completed your MSc Physiotherapy at Wits in July 2017, and it was based on pediatric coursework and your research involving using Xbox Kinect in the pediatric burns unit. Please tell our listeners more about how Xbox helps patients in the burns unit.
So with regards to the latest burns research, they started off using a Nintendo Wii, but there were limitations with that, as you'd need to hold the console.
Yes.
So the benefit of the Kinect is it scans your body and you can participate in the game. So what's really nice from a burns perspective is your children and your adults are really fearful to move, and you need to bring in an element of distraction. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden you're participating in this game and you're not realizing that you're moving your arms, you're kicking, because there's what I did is I had a look at, there was a dance game and there was a sports game, and the kids could choose, you know, do you want to do a whole like dance off against one another, which they absolutely loved, or they could choose to play soccer against each other or play some tennis and things like that. So it was that whole social connect as well that got the kids moving, and we found that having that as part of their normal physio in the ward, and that they achieved better outcomes, so they moved better, they went home earlier actually, and by the time they came back to see us as an outpatient, they were a lot more happier and moving more freely. So we did find a benefit with using this as part of getting them moving. And from that, Red Cross actually got a Kinect in the unit as well, and other adult units. So we started a small little project. It was the first study done in South Africa to do this. And I hope that, you know, more units or more people have access to it. And I think what was also really nice is the kids that, you know, in terms of burns, and that it's not something that they have at home. So there was that fun element too. All of a sudden, it's like playing video games and participating in something completely different. So yeah, that's kind of in a nutshell. It got them moving better and distracted them and was a lot of fun.
I just wanted to highlight it for the parents that video games are not always bad for the kids, and here's a positive impact coming from video games. So at last year's International Society of Burn Injuries, you were awarded with the prize, with the Andre Zagame Rehabilitation Specialist Prize. What does receiving this mean to you, and do you remember how you felt on the day?
So it was the first international congress that I was actually invited to, and I presented this burns research. And the Andre Zagame was a big pediatric American rehab specialist, and when he passed, he had contributed a whole load of research mm-hmm. in the burns field. And when he passed away, they created this prize. And what they look at is research that low to middle income countries like South Africa and high income countries, any research that rehab specialists are doing. So they can be physiotherapists, occupational therapists, anyone involved in the burns field. And myself and an OT from Red Cross, actually, and another OT from Pietermaritzburg were awarded this specialist prize. And I think it's the first three South Africans that we've been awarded. And mm-hmm. On the day, I must be honest, it was quite overwhelming and almost like a sinking feeling, because I didn't realize the magnitude of what Andre Zagame did and what that prize was. So yeah, it was pretty special, I must be honest. And it's, in the same breath, it's it was humbling, because I mean, why I did my research, and that was I loved what I did, and yes, there was a master's degree associated with that. So I think the prize was just the cherry on the top.
So throughout the interview, you've been speaking about the research and telling me you've been behind the books quite a lot. So as you know, this is Tackling the Outdoors, and one of the main questions and the response we like to get from guests is what do you like about the outdoors?
So since moving to Cape Town, I think there's just been so much more that you can do outside, from going on hikes, exploring the peninsula. Absolutely love going for a walk along the promenade, and going along Musenberg, and even in the same breath driving through to Franschhoek and Stellenbosch. Mm-hmm. But I think, touching into your next question, I've been spending a lot more time outdoors, and looking forward to summer, as I need to start preparing, doing some more cycling and things like that, because I'm going to be entering an Ironman, so I'm doing a little bit of triathlon training at the moment.
And so, like, how many kilometers is a triathlon?
So the triathlon that I'm planning on entering is it's a half Ironman that'll take place in Durban next year, and it's a 1.9 kilometer swim, a 90 kilometer bike, and a 21 kilometer run. I feel the same way. Yeah. So I have a training schedule. My father-in-law and my brother-in-law have sparked the interest and are helping with me with it as well. I'm looking forward to the swim and the cycle, but the running at the moment is my hardest bit. So mm-hmm. I'm spending a little bit more time on the road trying to practice how to run and not walk.
Are there any common misconceptions around physiotherapists?
Oh, certainly. We're not just all about massage. A lot of people just say, like, you know, you introduce yourself as a physio, and all of a sudden everybody starts to say, oh, my shoulder hurts, or my knee hurts. And then they start to say, oh, I saw this physio and this is what they recommended. So we're not all just about massage. Don't get me wrong. There are, within the profession of physiotherapy, there are different areas that we can work in, such as musculoskeletal, which they will look at your muscles. Massage will be part of that, but they'll do a whole lot of other things. We do neurology, so treating patients who have had strokes or anything wrong with the brain. Pediatrics is what we do here at Red Cross. We touch on people who have got cardiac problems or in the ICU, and also community-based things. So it's not, like I said, it's not just about massage, but the nice thing is, we are mobilizers. We like moving. We like to get you moving mm-hmm. and keeping you active. Yeah.
And I understand that you registered and busy with a PhD study. How's that going so far?
Yeah, so that's my little baby at the moment that I need to just kick off. I'm doing a study in the ICU here at Red Cross, and I've been developing my protocol, mm-hmm. and we're at the point where we can hopefully submit everything to ethics. I think I've been busy with it already for 2 years. It's been a juggling act of balancing work and mm-hmm. this part-time PhD and everything else that life has. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's getting there and going. So watch this space. Maybe like another 2 more years, we'll have some results and I'll be able to tell you guys about it.
So throughout the interview, you had many accomplishments. And do you have any words of encouragement for younger listeners?
I think one of the fundamentals is be the best version of yourself. So when you get up every day, do your best at that day. The next day you get up and you do your best. If you can turn around and say, you know what, I did better than I did yesterday, that's a step in the right direction. And it can be whatever you set your mind to, if it's a sports goal, if it's an academic role, your work at school, how you are with your teachers, how you are with your friends. And something I think just for the listeners out there is also just remember to be kind to one another. Mm-hmm. A simple smile or a simple hug to your friends, because often we don't know what that other person is dealing with. We know of ourselves what we are dealing with, but we often don't know what other people are dealing with. And that little bit of kindness can go a very, very long way for someone who's actually in a very dark space or having a bad day. So that would be the two things, is just be kind to one another and be the best version of yourself.
I know this was quite a lengthy interview. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
So just two last things. So as much as I think August has been Women's Month, and that's coming to a wrap as well, it's also been Organ Donation Month. And I know that the hospital's been involved in a few, there's been presentations and whatnot. But I just wanted to add to listeners out there that start the conversation of becoming an organ donor, but as well as a tissue donor. So people often don't know that when you sign up to be an organ donor, you assume that your skin, for example, is included. And the reason I'm just bringing this up is because, again, my passion being burns, is that our skin bank currently has run out of skin. So what's important, whenever someone can donate their skin when they've passed away, that skin can be used to save a life and a burn patient. So that's why I'm adding that to the conversation today, is just making people aware of not only becoming an organ donor, but becoming a tissue donor as well. And tissue incorporates, they can harvest your cornea and your eyes, your muscles and your tendons, and that can go a long way to saving someone's life. So not only being an organ donor, but a tissue donor too. And it's hard. People don't want to talk about donating and things like that. But you have the opportunity to give someone life. And the last thing, sorry, I know it's been lengthy, is that from Monday, it's Physiotherapy Week, because next week, Saturday, the 8th of September, is International Physiotherapy Day. Mm-hmm. So in Physiotherapy Appreciation Day. So you can send us whatever you'd like at S13. We won't mind. But just to highlight, we're doing a couple of talks in the weeks. We have some activities planned for the kids and that. And the theme that the Physio Society has set out is called Brain Breaks. And that's being able to just doing activities while you're sitting at your desk like you guys are now. We're actually going to do a few outside after this if we have a moment. Mm-hmm. But it's just to increase mental awareness, mental sharpness, and just being active. Did you know that children need at least an hour's play a day, whether that can be broken up into different stages, and we need to move as well. So you can't sit at your desk all morning or all day long. You need to get up, you need to move from the sake of your muscles and not getting stiff and not getting tired. So that's the theme that we're just bringing through for this week. I think we're going to go check out the HR guys and all of that too, and get everybody moving.
Thank you so much. I really marvel at how far medical research has come and the things people's able to do, like harvesting tendons and things. Yeah, it's amazing. But thank you so much for joining us in studio today.
No, thank you guys for the opportunity, and I hope we've inspired other little learners to just go out there and be the best of themselves. Thank you.